Hey. What are you doing up? Can't sleep, huh? I get that. What am I doing? Well, I just got back from work about an hour ago, and I finished part of my skincare routine. So now I'm just waiting in between times so that I could finish it up. You know, apply the rest of the products. Yeah, I don't want it to be pilling on my face. So, yeah. What are you doing standing up? Come here. There's enough room on this bench for the both of us. Okay, and this blanket is big enough for us to snuggle together. Come here. Come on. I feel like I haven't really seen you in so long. I mean, yes, I know we're roommates and all, but really, nowadays, we only get to see each other, you know, in the morning or at night, just briefly. When one of us comes home, the other has to leave, you know? It's always like that. Yeah. It's nice, you know? We finally get some time to just chill. Yeah. Listen to the city noises. And just look at the view. Is everything alright? Well, you don't seem like your usual self. You look more tired than normal. And I feel like you want to say something, but you just can't. It's okay, you don't have to. I'm not gonna pressure you into talking about anything that you don't want to talk about. You know, we could just sit here together, snuggle up. And just enjoy each other's company. Oh, yeah, I did. I did dye my hair. Yep, I finally dyed it to the pink, rose gold kind of color. Like I've always been saying. Oh, God. Yeah, well, you know what? Let me tell you what Brian told me. You remember him, right? Tall guy, glasses, and this really bad bowl cut that he did not ever listen to us when we told him, please cut it, change up your hairstyle because it's not doing you justice, bro. Yeah, he finally permed it now though, so he looks much better, but you know, it took him a while. Anyways, so went up to meet some of my friends, and straight off the bat, Brian was like, hey, now you're a certified e-girl. Yeah, that's what he said, and I didn't know how to react except to just stare at him in disbelief. And mind you, he didn't say this quietly. We were meeting up at the cafe, and he just practically shouted it, so everyone just whipped their head around and they were like, what the hell's going on? Yeah. And then, you know, I can't believe he actually said this too. So we were also meeting up with Jack, and he straight up also said, you look like a wannabe anime character. Okay, hey, now it's okay, it's not that funny. Okay, can you just leave me and my hair alone, please? It's good to see you smile for a bit. Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen you smile, actually, or laugh like this. You want me to tell you more stories? Oh, crap. Well, I mean, you're in luck because, well, being the incredibly shy, awkward, and very quiet girl I am always bound to have embarrassing stories just lined up. Yeah, let me just think for a bit. Did I ever tell you about skating? No? Alright, well. That's some pretty loud construction noises, huh? Sorry. Anyways, about skating. Remember? Yep, it's Brian again. Remember Brian? Yeah. So this was a few years ago, and he asked me if I wanted to come skating with him and a bunch of other friends, right? I never skated before in my entire life. So I decided, you know what? Let's try something new. Let's be spontaneous for once, you know? Not stay inside. Biggest mistake of my life. So comes the day for skating. We're at the rink, and I shit you not, the moment I put on those skates and I stood on the ice, I just about was ready to pass out. I was pretty fucking scared. Well, yeah, I don't want to slip and crack my head or something, or what if I fall down and some kid comes by and his skates just slice my head open? Okay, it's not a ridiculous fear, you know? People do get injured. Alright, oh, okay, whatever, just shh. So anyways, I was holding on to Brian. He was in front of me, so he was kind of skating backwards. And he was just guiding me as to how to skate, you know? It's kind of like skiing, but at least with skiing, it was a little better. Not great, but I'm better. So yeah, he's saying you have to make that V shape if you want to stop slowly. And, you know, you push off one leg first and then the other, and you'll get moving eventually. That's what he said. And, you know, an hour later, when I had a bit more practice, I still wasn't good. I mean, I could barely move without holding on to Brian. Yeah. Yep. So then what happened was that I did try to go on my own for a bit, but all I did was waddle on the ice like a penguin. Oh, but that's not the worst part. Mm-mm. So because I couldn't skate yet, I just held on to Brian, and he kind of just skated around and, you know, dragged me with him. So then I turned to him and I said, "Promise me that you won't let go." He promised. But, you know, of course, he broke that promise. He let go, and I was suddenly just stranded in the middle of the rink. Now, it wouldn't be a problem if I knew how to skate, or if it wasn't as crowded, but holy crap, the timing could not be any better, I swear to you. Because at that time when he just left me stranded in the middle of the rink, he went around to start skating, and then the announcer comes on, and they said, "All right, please get off the ice so that the Zamboni can come in." So obviously everyone's getting off the ice, and I'm standing there panicking because I don't know how to skate. So I'm trying my best here to waddle off to the side as if I wasn't embarrassed or, like, enough. And the announcer comes on, and I know he was talking to me because I was pretty much the only one on the ice. And he goes, "Please get off the ice." Yep. I was pretty much ready to cry right then and there. But I was way too frustrated, and angry at Brian, so I shouted at him to come get my ass and rescue me off the ice. Yep. Mhm. So that's why I never will skate again. That was my first and pretty much only experience. I mean, I tried a few times afterwards, but it's not for me. Yeah. Fuck Brian. Hey, that story got you laughing a bit. That's good. Let me think. Ooh. Remember the last time we talked and I told you how I was going to start longboarding? Yeah. Let me tell you how that went. Now, this also involves Brian. And a few of my other friends too. So, about, I would say a few weeks ago, I met up with Ryan, and I had my longboard, he had his penny board, among with other friends who also had their penny boards, and nickel boards. Mind you, I've never skateboarded or longboarded ever in my life, but I wanted to try. And it seems really fun. So, you would think that I would have learned my lesson after going skating with Brian, but clearly, I did not. Because I asked him to help teach me. At first, it was fine, like it always is. He was holding on to me. I was holding on to his hands. And I was just slowly moving. And thankfully, it wasn't a slope. It was just on flat surface that we were practicing. And I told him, don't you let me go because I am not ready and I do not know how to stop. So I told him, I asked him, will you promise me this? And he said, yeah. But of course, as always, he never pulled through. So at one point when we were practicing, I was more of on an incline at this point, and he decides to let go of my hand midway. Now, I was going, it honestly probably wasn't that fast, but I was going extremely fast in my perspective, so I didn't know how to keep balance and not fall off or end up hitting something. So as I'm just rolling down the hill, I lost my balance and I fell down on my ass. Yep. And this is how I got that scar on my left elbow. Thank you very much, Ryan. Brian. My bad. See, I hate him so much that I can't even get his name right. I'm joking, I don't hate him. He's a good friend. Terrible at keeping his promises, though, clearly. Yeah. Oh, speaking of falling, do you remember the night, that other night, when you were coming home and I had to rush out? Yeah, so it was because I got a really, like, strange call from Aubrey, and all she said was, hey, something happened, can you please come over and bring your first aid kit? And I was like, what? Like, what happened? Obviously, the first thing that comes to mind, something bad must have really happened, considering the fact that she asked me to come over at 11 p.m. with my first aid kit. So I was confused as hell. I rushed out and I went over to her place. And Jack comes to open the door, and he looks like he looks half concerned but also half laughing, if that makes sense. Yeah. And I enter, and all I see is Aubrey walking towards me, and she's also like half laughing and also half panicking. because her arm was completely bruised up. It was actually like she scabbed it, and then her leg was also all scratched up. So I just kind of look at the both of like the two of them, and I just gave them a look of, what the fuck happened here? So apparently they were out pennyboarding, and when they went down that one road, you know, where it turns and it's pretty steep. So Aubrey did not see that the light was changing. So in the midst of her panicking, she abruptly got off her pennyboard and she lost her balance and she ended up falling, pretty much skidding on the road. And that's what happened. And that's how she got all her scars. And that's why she called me over. So I was trying to treat her as I was listening to them tell this story, and I couldn't help but laugh. I mean, it sucks, but it was just really funny to hear. Yeah, it wasn't easy treating her either, because I would just lightly dab the area and like lightly wipe off some of the debris and cleaning it with the alcohol swab. But she would always be squirming and moving to the point where I had to tell Jack, okay, let her hold your hand or arm and just let her squeeze if it hurts, because I need her to stay still. Yeah, that was a fun night. That's why I had to leave early. Or not early, that's why I had to leave very abruptly. Are you feeling a little happier? That's good. Oh, let me tell you this one story. Oh, this is gonna be good. Well, good for you to hear was not good for me. So do you remember James? Yeah, the really smart guy, 6 foot, yeah. Well, actually, I think he's like 6'4" or something. Extremely tall. So one time, he was struggling with physics, and I was helping him out because he asked me, like, hey, I know you're pretty good at physics. Do you think you'd help tutor me? And I, you know, it didn't matter to me because we're friends. So I said, all right, yeah, that's perfectly fine with me. So for about a good, like, 2 weeks before the midterm came up, we were just studying and hanging out with each other more frequently and all that. I mean, we did before, but it was definitely a lot more then. Then, a few days before the midterm, he calls me up. And, mind you, I'm out studying at the student center by myself. And it's 2 a.m., so obviously when I see his name, I'm like, wait, why is he calling? What's up? So I pick up, and he asked, oh, like, hey, are you busy right now? Do you want to come over to my dorm room and study physics with me? Because our midterm's in a few days. Okay, I know it sounds bad, but I'm gonna let you know right now, I did not know a single thing until afterwards, but let me explain this first. So I said, like, oh yeah, of course, let me just make my way over to your dorm. So I went over to his dorm, and I threw my stuff onto the floor, and I sat on the floor and took out all my stuff. And, you know, he was, like, on his bed, and about 5 minutes in, as I was trying to prepare my workspace, he was like, oh, you know, like, you don't have to sit on the floor. There's enough room on the bed. Which, he was clearly wrong, because he had it was one of those bigger twin beds, but it still wasn't big enough to accommodate his size. So anytime he lies down, his feet are still dangling off the bed. And, I mean, it's a good thing he lives by himself, too. And that's a very important detail to note. So after he offered to let me sit on his bed, my dumbass did not know what he was trying to do. So I said, oh no, it's all right. Like, I'm already comfortable here on the floor. It's like totally fine. You stay on the bed, because clearly it's not big enough for two of us. So he just kind of replied with like a defeated, oh, okay. And I felt so bad, you know, because, well, like, knowing me, even though I liked him and all, him saying that just kind of felt really unreal. And me being pessimistic, I was like, there's no way he's, like, trying to pull a move on me. You know, this is just one-sided. So throughout the night, we're studying, and eventually he gives up on sitting on his bed. He comes down and sits on the floor with me. And he's actually a lot more touchier than usual. But I didn't mind because, well, I liked him touching me. And it wasn't anything unusual because, like, we always would just playfully kind of touch each other, but not that way. You know, innocent touches. It's PG-13 here, alright? But yeah, he would have his hand just on my knee or something, and he would lean in real fucking close, and I remember my thought process at the time when he had his face pretty close to the textbook, and I felt my face was just probably just beet red, and I was trying so hard not to breathe because I was afraid that my breath would smell or something. So I'm just sitting there trying to quietly explain physics with all the thoughts running in my head, like, oh my god, he's so close. Yeah. You know, you would think that's like a sign that maybe he's doing something. But being me and being so oblivious to any signs of people putting moves on me or flirting, I did not know. So then around the time, 5 a.m., he got tired and I said, oh, you know, like, let's take a break and we'll continue this, you know, later on, like tomorrow. I mean, technically it was tomorrow, but you know what I mean. And so he said, well, you know, it's late. You don't have to, like, you could stay here with me. Like I said, there's enough room on my bed. And me still being stupid as hell, I said, like, what do you mean there's enough room on your bed? Look at this. You could barely fit yourself on it. How would I sleep? You know, I don't want to intrude in your space. And he responded with, like, it's fine. Like, you know, we could just cuddle. Or, you know, it's fine if we're a little closer than usual. Why? I can't believe I did not know, because then my dumbass was like, oh no, like, it's fine. I don't want you to be uncomfortable or anything. So I'm just going to walk back to my dorm room. And now that I look back, I think I saw him die a little inside. Because he just looked so defeated. But after I said that, he offered to walk me back. But also, you know, me being me, I didn't want to burden him with that. So I said, no, it's all right. Like, I'll walk back myself. It's on campus. It's not that far of a walk. I'll be fine. And he kept on insisting, saying, like, oh, but it's late at night. I don't want you to get hurt or anything. You're a girl. All that. You know, all that stuff. But I kept fighting back, and I said, no, it's fine. So eventually he said, okay, well, you have no choice. I'm gonna come. He left for the bathroom so that he could go and change. And in the meantime, when he left to the bathroom, oh my god, I just grabbed my stuff and I left. I sent him a text saying, like, hey, I already left, so don't you leave. Don't come after me, because I'll be back at my dorm. I'll let you know when I come back to my dorm. I know, I'm really stupid. I didn't know that he was putting the new moves on me until I realized pretty much kind of like a year later when I saw him again and we were talking and catching up, and he mentioned that day, and he's like, did you know that I was hitting on you? You know, because I really liked you. And I just looked at him like, what? The feelings were mutual? I was so shocked. I know, I'm so oblivious. I felt so bad. I mean, it can't be a good feeling if you're trying to hit on someone all night and, you know, they run out on you at the last minute. I know, I'm really bad at this. Oh, that also reminds me, remember my ex? Oh, fuck. So, one time we bumped into his friend when we were out, and he introduced me as his girlfriend. And I didn't know that we were girlfriend and boyfriend at that time. I mean, sure, we've been seeing each other for like 3-4 months. But I thought it was just casual. I didn't know it was exclusive. So the moment he said, like, hey, this is Luna, my girlfriend, I immediately looked at him and was like, what do you mean I'm your girlfriend? And he just had this look of just a pure shock and horror, and I could tell that I really fucked up in that moment, because I saw the look of his friend in the corner of my eye, and he looked like he just wanted to escape because of this situation. I felt so bad for putting him in such an awkward position. So the moment when I said that, he just kind of, you know, my ex, he looked at me and was like, you do know that we're boyfriend and girlfriend, right? We've been dating for like 3-4 months now. And I looked at him in complete disbelief. And I felt so bad because I kept saying, sorry, I didn't know, because I'm oblivious. I'm so stupid. I know. I, like, honestly, if the guy doesn't say anything to me and he's not straightforward, I'm just going to assume that this is one-sided. Or that, you know, we're not a couple. I swear to you, if, you know, sometime in the future I have a boyfriend, he proposes to me, I feel like I might just ask him, like, isn't this going too fast? Even though we could have been dating for like 3-4 years. Just knowing who I am. I'm glad I made you laugh with all the embarrassing stories that I do. Feeling better now? That's good. You know, I've been meaning to tell you this. And also, please don't take it the wrong way. But I love you. Alright, no, not in that way, no. I love you as a friend. I do. I mean, I know we don't always get to hang out with each other and chill like this. And nowadays we can't really talk as much as we used to. But I want you to know that I do love you. Because you're always there for me. And, you know, I'm always, and I will always be there for you. Always. And I just really find it amazing that even if we're not able to talk for weeks or we barely get to see each other, I really like how we're able to just pick up on our conversation, you know, and catch up as if nothing happened. Yeah. And, you know, whatever it is that's bothering you, whatever it is that is making you feel this way, everything will be okay, alright? It may not seem like it, but it will. I know, because I believe in you. I do. Would it be fair if you said that you believed in me, but I said I didn't believe in you? I'm not saying that I don't. I honestly 100% believe in everything you do. You're so incredible, you know? You're an amazing friend, and you've always been there for me. And I hope that I'm as good of a friend as you are to me. Yeah. You don't have to say I love you back, because I know you might not want to. It's a little deep, I know. I kind of just did a 180 going from telling you all my embarrassing moments, well, not all of them, clearly, to this, but I wanted to let you know. So, you know, just sit here with me. We'll snuggle up. We'll enjoy the view, the city noises. And each other's company. Yeah. Because your presence is always so comforting. So let's just stay here for a while. And just forget our problems.